Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me all the way there in Laguna Beach, California. Well, it used to be Laguna, now it's Lake Forest. Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Good to hear from you.
Well, it's great to hear from you, see you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep,
here's my problem.
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been focusing on starting the programs with 10 ideas or tips or ways, and today we've got 10 tips for healing a broken family. And I'll start this off with a really amazing one, and it's called honesty. You know, when you come from a dysfunctional family, you're raised in an area of deceit and distrust. It's just there. And so you don't even know you're doing it, but you can be so dishonest and create another broken family from your dishonesty. So the commitment to painful, honest, lack of self-deception, that really begins the healing from dysfunctional families. That's number one. Number two, I guess I'll do that one too. Okay, number two is that we need to stop trying to fix other people and just work on our side of the street. When you're trying to fix everybody, you're not fixing them, you're fixating on them, and that prevents you from doing anything helpful that you might be able to do just, you know, by working on yourself.
You know, Steve, with that honesty issue, a lot of times we have what has been termed the phrase, we have a failure of nerve. That is, we have a failure of courage to be able to speak truth, because the ramifications and consequences feel so severe if we're honest. But I remind everyone how truthful Jesus was, how truthful Paul was, and learning to be truthful is one of the characteristics of the body of Christ. And I think it's one of the that is one of the three principal hallmarks of New Life Ministries. Truth, true truth, as I've heard you say many times. It's hard to do up close and personal, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you want the other tips, well, we've got them for you. You just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll give you the rest of these 10. We'll either mail them to you or we'll email them to you, whichever is better. If you've got a dysfunctional family, these are really good concrete things.
And who doesn't, Steve, right?
Yeah, really. So you could say, hey, am I doing this or not? Now, Mylon mentioned this whole thing about truth. I just worked out the talks, I was telling Mylon this, for our Alaska cruise. And what we're going to do is we're going to focus on true truth, true transformation, and true trust. Because our ministry is founded on truth, connection, and transformation. Can you connect with somebody if you don't trust them or trust yourself or trust God? Let me answer that for you. No. So you need to come and join us. And we're even going to talk about the transformation from nothing. God took nothing and made this amazing world. And if he can take nothing and make this world, he can take your world, which you might feel like is at the point of nothing, and make something truly fantastic from it. We're excited about that cruise. You can find out about it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or going to newlife.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to do something. You're going to call us. We're going to answer you and try to give you really good advice. Isn't that cool? A lot of places, they don't do that. They just try to entertain you. They just try to, you know, make you come back and hear more. But we're going to try to provide you wisdom from God's Word, a principle from God's Word, that would help you experience some real healing from the inside out, not just a Band-Aid. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Mylan Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn here.
I leave here with such hope for not only myself, but for my marriage and for my family.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Denver April 15th through the 17th.
Like they said, it's probably cheaper than divorce.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and the different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The sparks are already rejuvenated.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're going to go to Claire, Chicago, Illinois. That is the station. Hi, Claire. Welcome to New Life. How are you doing?
Hello, Steve. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thanks for holding on.
Yes. My question today is, what is my role? What can I do to protect my grandson, who is almost 12, who lives in an alcoholic family? He's an only child. And my great fear is that he will start drinking.
Well, that might be something that would happen, but I would say there are many, many, many more consequences worse than him starting drinking as a result of being in that alcoholic home. Now, who is the alcoholic? Both of them?
Both of them.
Mm-hmm. And is this your son or your daughter?
My daughter.
Uh-huh.
And she did not grow up in an alcoholic home. It was a non-alcoholic home.
Yeah. Okay, and so have you done anything to try to help her?
I have written letters, mm-hmm. With love, with great love and compassion.
So
and then,
how far away does she live from you?
3 hours.
3 hours? Okay. All right. So if you're writing letters and you're not talking with her, you haven't had a close relationship with her, is that right, or...
I have a very close relationship with her, but it's like this has been off limits.
So you don't have a close relationship with her because she's killing herself, killing the relationship, and she's destroying the future of her 12-year-old. So you wouldn't exactly call that a close relationship if she's doing all that and you're not talking about it, but you're acting like you have a close relationship.
Perhaps.
That'd be like her having a big cancer on her face, just getting worse and worse. But she said, don't talk to me about the cancer while it continues to eat her face off. That wouldn't be a close relationship. Well, let's hear from Jill and Mylan about what they think would be helpful.
Well, I have a quick question. So, Claire, you're saying this is an alcoholic home. I just want to know, is this a drinking home or what makes you think it's an alcoholic home?
Okay. She has been drinking since she was a teenager. It has never stopped. She is in her 50s. She had this child late in her life. And her husband, they're both professionals, and they do work every day. I mean, they're functional alcoholics. From my estimation, I'm not a professional to judge that, but this is what I see. And they drink every night.
So is that what an alcoholic is in your definition then?
I would think so because I am seeing signs that it's affecting her.
What are those signs that you see?
She is having panic attacks. she is getting very closed in. She doesn't associate with other people on a social level except for one couple that they are friends with who drink also. She seems to me to be forgetful.
Okay. Now, all of those things that you say might not have a thing to do with alcoholism. Is there anything other than drinking every night that is related to the drinking? For instance, has your 12-year-old grandson said, boy, they get drunk all the time, and when they do, they get violent, they try to hit me, or they say mean things, or they change, their personality's different. Do you hear anything like that?
He does not tell me that. He doesn't talk about it. He only says, when I ask him if there's anything that he would like to talk to me about, he just says, I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, well, that,
so I don't know if it's that or something else.
Right, right. Well, here's the thing. I would try to get alcohol off the table a little bit.
Okay, okay.
I would talk about life and feelings, and your daughter said, don't talk to me about alcohol or alcoholism. I'd try to develop a relationship where you're asking her, what are you afraid of? How can I help you? What are the things that are causing you problems? Things like that. Because maybe, if you could move her toward getting help from some of those things that she is willing to talk about, then maybe the professional would then intervene if there really is an alcoholism problem. Let's hear from Mylon and Jill, see what they're thinking.
Well, okay. Because, Claire, the alcohol is a way that she is coping. Granted, it does take on a life of its own and becomes a problem, but she's coping. So by intervening at a level where you're trying to connect with her heart, you are helping to relieve the source of what's fueling the alcoholism, right? And so that connection is really important. So instead of being someone who's trying to talk her out of drinking, trying to tell her kind of in a sense she may be hearing how bad she is, right? Be a place where she can have some relief. Where, I can call and I can tell all these things that are causing me to be anxious. I mean, she's having panic attacks, right? There's a lot going on inside of her.
Yeah. Mylon, any thoughts here?
Yeah, Claire, when did she first start having anxiety and panic in her life?
Well, let's get Claire back up here. Her phone was having some difficulty there. Yeah,
Claire, are you there?
Yes, I am.
When did your daughter first start having panic or anxiety in her life?
I would say she's always been kind of on that level of a high-strung person, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
But the panic attacks themselves did not start until probably 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. See, the reason I ask, Claire, is because a lot of people, we just look at alcohol or alcoholism, and we don't stop and ask, as Jill was saying, what is a person trying to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And at some level, your daughter is medicating pain. So when Steve says, you know, hey, we need to talk and have thoughts about questions and connection about feelings and thoughts and worries and fears, it's a different kind of a conversation, you see. And it could be that she's had anxiety for a long, long time, and anxious people drink. Anxious people smoke pot. Anxious people do these things, and so we could zero in on the alcohol or zero in on various things like marijuana usage and things like that. Or we could stop and say, what are you trying to make go away?
Yeah.
And that's an entirely different conversation, you see.
Yeah, you know,
I never thought of it that way.
Right.
Yeah. See, the interesting thing about alcoholism is I started working with alcoholics back in the early 70s, and they only had one thing in common, and that was that they could drink a lot of alcohol. You could drink every night and not be an alcoholic. But alcoholics, when they drank every night, they'd drink bottle of wine, two bottles of wine, half a fifth of whiskey. You know, people try to say, no, that's not really. Yeah, that is actually the only thing that alcoholics have in common. People say, well, you could be an alcoholic on a half a glass of wine. No, you actually couldn't. You could be a problem drinker. You could get wildly intoxicated, even pathologically intoxicated on less than a half glass of wine because of the way your body reacts, and drive your car and wreck it. Well, that would be more of what's called an episodic problem drinker. But alcoholism, you get addicted to alcohol because you have a tolerance that other people don't have. And a lot of people are drinking because they're anxious. But there are a certain amount of people that drink because they're anxious. And then not only do they have the anxiety, they've got this addiction thing to deal with because they got addicted to the alcohol. So it's really important that we treat the alcoholism, because no matter how healthy or smart or strong you get, you'll never have another body to drink with. You just have to accept it. I got to get beyond this. Well, I hope that you can connect with her. I'm going to send you a copy. I'm going to send you a free subscription to tv.newlife.com. And maybe that's something where you can watch a video, show it to her. Maybe you can connect over some of these. People have really enjoyed watching these and then sending them on to other people. We recently did a program, and I want to play just a short little clip of this one. It's from tv.newlife.com. And here it's all about this thing of trying to, you might have a story, but it may not be the story. And so here we're talking about reframing the story that you have so that you're sure it's real and true and accurate. Let's play this. Sometimes we have a story, but it's not the story. And we need to take a look at the frame that we've put around our past. And maybe it's time to reframe it, find out the real truth. But whatever the truth is, we have a responsibility to forgive and to move on. And if there's something that's happened many, many years ago, and you're still feeling resentment or bitterness or pain over it, I think you've got some work to do. And when you do that work, you will put a different frame around your own life. And your life is going to be much, much more beautiful. One of the frames we put around ourselves is that we're helpless, we're hopeless. And when you start to change that frame, you start to change everything. There's so many programs on tv.newlife.com that will help you put a different frame around the reality in which you live. And right now, our two-year anniversary special, 10,000 people are part of it, $45 for an entire year. We're not going to do that very long, but it's our gift to you. We're celebrating 2 years. We do this every now and then. But you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to tv.newlife.com. You get some free time anyway. These are amazing, amazing videos. tv.newlife.com. And check out my little series on toxic faith, 21 toxic faith beliefs in a toxic church or a toxic faith system. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Go to tv.newlife.com. All right, let's talk with Darren. He's calling from Connecticut and listens on the internet. Hello, Darren. Welcome to New Life.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty well. Thank you. How are you?
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I have a couple questions. I went to my first Celebrate Recovery meeting a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I've always had trouble connecting with people, and I've had, you know, two failed marriages, and I read the book Boundaries, and I have a lot of those characteristics that are not good.
Okay.
I just, you know, I'm not sure how to connect with people at the meeting. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I just, you know, sit in a circle, and I feel very uncomfortable doing it. But I know I have to do it because I've isolated myself so long after two marriages. And
Darren.
Yeah.
You just modeled for the world exactly the way to do it. If you go back, and when you go back, you just say what you just did. Hey, I'm sitting here in this circle, had two failed marriages. It's hard for me. I don't know what to say. I am uncomfortable being here. I need some help. Somebody asked me a question I could talk about, or because I just don't know what to do. Just being that open and honest like that, man, you're going to connect with them in a grand way. Mylan, Jill, what are your thoughts?
I think you're absolutely right, Steve. Darren, you just modeled exactly what all of us would tell you to do, to be honest with yourself, your feelings, to be observant of who and what you are, and then to bring that into relationship like you did with us. So you brought brought your concerns into community with us, and that's how you do it.
And one of the hardest things is just showing up. So you've done that. And a lot of people, their first few meetings, don't say a whole lot. You can sit and observe and kind of see what's happening there. But also being open, like the guys are saying, is a great plan.
Hey, Darren, do you have a Life Recovery Bible, buddy?
I do, yeah.
Okay, let me send you the 12 gifts of life recovery. These are the things that come out of working the steps. Power, hope, character, clarity, security. All that's going to come your way. 12 gifts of life recovery. They're two little books, 12 laws, 12 gifts. If you haven't had those, you can go to 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and recovery is for everybody. It's for anybody who wants it. It's a path of 12 steps, and they work. It's amazing how well they work, as long as you're willing to do them. If you have a problem with eating, well, they work for you, too. Lose it for life. Was that funny?
Oh, sorry.
You guys, did I say something funny about eating?
No.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Right. Sorry, Steve.
Okay.
Mylan's just making me laugh.
Okay, he'll do that. Well, anyway, here's from Charlotte. She said, I've been a compulsive eater. I have felt deflated and alone and unsure how to address my sugar addiction. And it really is. For some people, sugar is an addiction. Lose It for Life was awesome and inspiring. It helped me understand a Christian focus and process how to address the addiction, the sugar addiction. I left the weekend with tools to address food addictions and willingness to respond to God, surrender to God's will, connect with healthy people and others in the group with food addiction. It's Lose It for Life. We're doing it again, and it's coming up April the 29th in Columbus, Ohio. We're very excited about this. We usually only do one a year. We're going to do another one. It's going to help you get ready, I hope, for summer and maybe for the rest of your life, because the whole focus is on, well, taking care of it and never letting that weight come back on. It is April 29th. Every Man's Battle is April 15th, and it's May 13th, and it's June the 10th. And then Healing is a Choice and the Marriage Solution Weekend. Well, that's coming up just in a couple of weeks, I guess almost 3 weeks, April the 15th. So you come and join us. We would love to have you there. Now we're going to go to Jacksonville. WEGS is the station. And Katiana, I believe that's the name of, that's how you pronounce your name. Is that right, Katiana? Is that right?
Katiana, yes.
All right. How can we help you right now?
Yes. So I am 8 months pregnant, and I am single, and I'm a new Christian. And the father of my child has been pressuring me to move in with him, but we are, obviously we're not married, and he also is not saved. So I guess I just don't know what to do from here. I'm very conflicted.
Well, don't move in with him. And
right.
And I would be, has he talked to you about marriage at all? I mean, it seems like that would be,
Yeah, he's spoken to me about, you know, he wants to marry me. But for me, on my part, I, as far as now, I don't want to marry him because, obviously, the Bible, you know, it says don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever.
No, it also, okay, yeah, all right. So we get that, but now we've got a little baby here coming that needs a dad and a mom.
Right.
So have you been inviting him to church?
Yes. So we went to church yesterday, and it was fine. I guess for me, I'm trying not to, like, force God on him in any way. And he says, you know, he believes that there's a God out there, but he doesn't believe it's the God of the Bible. And, you know, it's kind of a touchy subject whenever we talk about it. So.
Okay. Well, great that he's going. And you're right. You can't push him. But exposing him and letting him know, you know, this is really important to me. And I can, you know, respect your beliefs. But in order for me to want to move forward with us, I need you to know how important this is to me. And so if you're willing to come along and join in, that would be great. Especially, you know, when we women get pregnant, we start changing. You know, it really matures us when we have a child. Mm-hmm. And so you start thinking about things like, who am I going to be? What kind of mom am I going to be for this child? How am I going to raise this child? And so, you know, to let him know that things are kind of stirring inside of you and you're thinking about those kinds of things, you know, separate from him. It would be great if maybe some people in a church could come alongside you guys in your situation, and if there were some other men who could kind of help walk him through, even just the idea of being a new father.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just wondering, did you become a Christian after you got pregnant? Is that the situation?
No. Well, I was baptized January of last year, and I, like, walked away from a relationship that I was in because he kind of didn't want to partake in this new life with me. And then I met the father of my child a few months later, and we were dating, but then, you know, we started becoming intimate with one another, and so we stopped dating. And then a few months after that.
All right, so let me just say, see, so you're willing to do something that isn't according to Christian teaching, see, and that is have sex with a man, but you're not willing to marry him because there's a Christian teaching that violates. You see the conflict there, the dilemma?
Yeah, okay. I know. And
all right.
I guess
here's the thing. Let me tell you, we got to go to a break, but let me tell you why taking him to church could be the biggest mistake that you could ever make if you want him to become a Christian. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. And boy, do we need your help. And right now, you could join Club New Life for $20. $1.16. You get discounts. We send you gifts. We say thank you 1,000 different ways. But you support the ministry, $20, 16 cents a month. You support this ministry. It's the foundation of everything that we do, including telling people why it could be a mistake to take somebody to church, which just sounds heretical. But I'm going to try to save myself right after this. We'll be back.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions, then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103. Or go to newlife.com.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and we are talking with Katiana. Now, Katiana, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Okay, so I said, you know, sometimes taking a guy like him to church could be a really big mistake, or the biggest mistake. And let me tell you why. When a person goes to church, there are just, and they're not really interested in Jesus, there are just all sorts of things to hate about that. People singing songs that you've never heard of, or that you don't like. People saying, okay, all you visitors, raise your hand and tell us why you're here. You know, just so many different things. Preaching a sermon that maybe they don't understand. So there are a lot of things that can happen if the goal is, let's just get him to church. It can really be an alienating experience if there's no connection with another man. And so, here's another angle for you. Hey, honey, whether we live together, whether we're ever married, we're going to be parents of a baby. Would you go and meet with this pastor counselor guy at the church so we can start to pull our lives together and be great parents? Then, now he's talking to another man in a session that's private. Doesn't have music he may not like, doesn't have a sermon. And the guy that he's talking to might say, hey, you know, I used to hate church too, or I used to think this about Christianity and all that. So you have a connection there. To me, that's a much better approach than just, hey, let's go to church, which is a weird, weird situation for a lot of people to be in, especially if they're in the midst of resisting everything that the Holy Spirit might be doing to bring them closer to God. Okay, Jill, Mylon, any thoughts there?
Well, I do. Thank you, Steve.
I like that.
And that was great, Steve. It's an excellent point. Hi, Katiana. You know,
hi.
Just because a man and a woman have a baby doesn't mean they should be married. I've seen some horrible situations where marriage only makes things worse because it's not, neither one of them are healthy. There, you have a series of broken relationships yourself, and it sounds like you too quickly get involved in relationship at far too fast and intimate level. And I'm not so sure you guys can trust each other to this thing called A, living together, and B, marriage. So what I would recommend that you do, Katiana, is I would recommend that you get into couples therapy right now and that you talk through not only the spiritual piece, but the emotional piece and your historical histories that are colliding here at this particular point in time. And Steve said something that's real important. We're going to be parent. We're going to be co-parents for the rest of our lives. How can we be the healthiest possible people we can be? And that doesn't mean you're going to reject your husband. It just means, and I'm going to say this, I don't know if he's the right person. Yeah, your boyfriend. I don't know if he's a healthy person to marry.
Right.
And I'm not so sure, if you'll allow me, Katrina, is Katiana, is I don't know if you're a healthy person to marry, if I were to advise him. You need somebody to help you sort this through so that you're making good choices from this point on.
Right, because you have a choice that now has tied you guys together forever. And and it was most likely a rather impulsive choice.
Yes, it was.
But it has a lasting, you know, outcome. Mm-hmm. And so kind of taking a step back and sorting through things, as the guys are saying, I think is a great plan.
Okay. I'm going to send you a copy of the Emotional Freedom Workbook. I hope that that's going to be a great tool for you to kind of get your act together there. And let me send you Every Man's Bible for you to give to him.
Nice.
In fact, I was just meeting with 10 guys this morning. They've all been going through Healing is a Choice together. And I gave each one of them one of these Every Man Bible because a lot of guys that would never read Scripture, they're reading this one. It is the best-selling men's study Bible out there right now. So I'd love for you to have one. I'll send it to you. Anybody else, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. All right, let's go back. Let's go to the phones. And how about we talk with, let's talk with Kathy from Alexandria. And that's WAVA is the station there. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi. I'm a New Life TV subscriber.
Yay. How do you like
love it?
Love it.
Yeah.
Good.
I like
good.
It a lot. Sometimes I can't quite get on the topic I want, and I probably need to get a little bit more user-friendly with it. But
what
yeah,
is it that you're – what topic? Zombies or what? What do you like?
Well, actually, that's one of the things I've called about. I didn't see anything directly I have my second daughter. She's just been a wonderful overcomer and always strong in her faith.
Yeah.
She got pregnant at 17, and they got married, and they had a beautiful baby girl. I've always had a very close relationship with her, but they've moved across the country.
Hmm.
And I just found out when I talked to her last week that the oldest daughter, who's 15, is identifying as a boy.
Okay.
And my heart just broke.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just felt like, so my husband and I spoke with them last weekend, both of them on the phone, and we said our piece, and
what does that mean, you said really your piece?
We told them that we disagreed, you know, and that we couldn't go along with that. They've already allowed her to cut her hair and dress as a boy. And they're having her teachers call her him and the other siblings. And it's just, it seems like the cart got way down the road and we've just found out. And so it was hard to feel like, you know, there hadn't been enough trust that we could have been at least, you know, sought out for counsel or for wisdom or, you know, had, you know, given them some advice at the point that they were still making the decision. But, you know, we really, at this point, you know, not being able to be right there, I guess my question is, what should our response be going forward as godly grandparents? You know,
well, let me ask you,
there is a relationship.
What options are you looking at as your
Well,
response
I don't really know that we have any options other than to stay in touch, you know. Mm. They claim she'd been very depressed,
mm-hmm.
and that they fully believe that the amount of pain she had been in, that this was something that was real, and that it's very deep and drastic, and they've had talks with her, and she mm-hmm. doesn't feel okay 100% in being not female.
Okay.
I mean,
Jill,
All
right, let's I got a couple of things, but let's start with Jill. Jill, what are your thoughts? A tough situation for a grandparent, for anyone, I think.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, probably Kathy, your daughter already knew what you guys would think. Mm-hmm. That's maybe why
yeah.
they left you out
oh,
of the
yeah.
loop. And
oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, you can't hide that. And so I think it's okay to say, you know, we don't understand this, we don't agree with this, but we love all of you, and we love our granddaughter, and we also don't want to alienate. And so to keep that bridge open and ask
yeah.
your daughter, you know, can we disagree but still stay connected and in relationship? And can
yeah,
we have
I
an
think
open...
That was bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
and,
was
and
said.
And the
okay.
assurance was yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that we, you know, the bottom line was we love one another, we all do, and mm-hmm. that, you know, we both want the best
yeah.
for this wonderful
well, and,
granddaughter.
Right. So the granddaughter's been very depressed. Now, I'm imagining mm-hmm. that they've tried to do different things for her, get her help, get her into therapy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, because I'm wondering, you know, what the granddaughter feels that bringing a boy will bring her, right? Because,
yeah.
you know, they have found that people that go down this path later, they're not necessarily any happier.
Exactly.
Right? Down the road. And that kind of that depression, you know, while maybe initially it feels like it's changed things, the depression creeps back in. Because it really didn't get to the heart of things for the person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that probably is more conversation with your daughter. You know, help us understand how, you know, what, you know, what your understanding is of it. What's the meaning of this for her? What does she think this will bring her? Because we want to know how to support her.
Yeah.
So I would be looking
well,
for understanding, even though you don't agree with it.
Yeah. I would be looking.
Well, they tried to explain.
Kathy?
You know,
Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
I would look for trauma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would look for social pressure and bullying. I would want to know more.
Right.
No 15-year-old can make a decision for the rest of their life that's life-binding. So there's something going mm-hmm. on that needs to be explored.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a couple of comments. Really glad that you called. Always tough.
Very tough.
You're listening to New Life Live. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. By the way, if you're a woman in the battle, well, July 24th in Dallas, Sherry Keffer would love for you to be there.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my own bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. I just want to, Kathy, are you still there? I've got a couple comments here.
Yeah.
You still there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to be sure that this is not the time for you to step back in any way from the granddaughter or from the kids, you know, from your daughter, the mm-hmm. husband. This is where you and your husband need to really dig in and not like go over there to say your piece again. Don't ever say your piece. Go over there mm-hmm. and connect with them on everything you agree on rather than them sense that you're judging them because they've mm-hmm. made a wrong decision. You know, if you look at that Rembrandt painting of the Return of the Prodigal, that older brother is a very dominating figure. He's bigger than the father and the prodigal son that the painting's supposed to be about, because the message here is if we just go around looking down on people, we never have a chance to impact anybody's lives. And so I think so many parents are confused on this issue. If you say anything, then the party line on this, you look like an idiot to the world. People think you're not smart, you're stupid. They're under all that pressure. It's difficult. And so mm-hmm. be a source of insight and strength to them and comfort and wisdom beyond this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and have your husband connect with the dad, because now this girl turning to a boy is going to be trying to identify more with dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stirring up dialogue with your daughter and her husband. So that, because this is not a light decision, and you certainly don't want your granddaughter to make any permanent decisions. We were talking at the break how adolescents yeah. try on different personas, right? They try mm-hmm. them on for size. It's like having green
yeah.
hair for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is just yeah. a more extreme form of that.
Now, when somebody heard Jill say it's like having green hair, you're going to, oh, man, she doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, hey, Jill's not stupid. She spent more than 5 minutes dealing with this with her own clients. And what she's saying is that sometimes we go a certain direction based on experiences, pressure, exploration, all this kind of stuff. And you can really do some damage by leading a child down a permanent direction. Now, if that's what the parents have done, all the more reason for you guys to make them a priority in your lives, so you're showing them grace and mercy and help, because this is going to be tough and you want to be in their lives, maybe with the possibility that this thing could go a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought. Mylon, mm-hmm. you were going to say something there?
Well, Kathy, this is hard, and I really want you to know all three of us think this is very difficult mm-hmm. for your whole family to go through.
Yeah.
Okay? But I want you to understand, just here's a few quick thoughts. Number one, godly does not always equal coming up with a stance or a position. I think godly, as Steve said, is to ask questions and connect. Asking mm-hmm. questions is also a godly thing to do. And then I wouldn't use the word transgender. I would use the word gender confusion. That's a better mm-hmm. way to describe what's going on here because she is confused. And how many adolescent – what is a synonym for adolescence? Immaturity. So if we stop and think about, you know, how long are we immature, and the goal is to listen and protect, but I would just bet, Kathy, that there is a lot going on in this girl's life. Mm-hmm. And I think Jill nailed it when you said, you know, she might not be happy here either, you see.
Oh, right, right.
She could be very preoccupied, unhappy, mm-hmm. and just believing that a new direction is going to give her liberation and freedom. And it may not. And we need there to mm-hmm. be there to grab her and hold her when she falls through that net as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And adolescents, you know, we all know that they're always pleasure seeking mm-hmm. and that they actually have right. They actually have higher levels of dopamine. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that causes them to go in that direction. So that's why there's a lot of interventions, you mm-hmm. know, even at a chemical level that mm-hmm. can be done, perhaps to just check into her depression. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was with this principal, counselor, assistant principal, and these seven teachers this morning. And the kids that are curious about something are told by our society, go with it.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. Everything should be explored, experienced. And I'm telling you, it is tough. Yeah.
It's very,
very, very mm-hmm. tough. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why we say, you know, this ministry is based on truth, not how you feel, not what's popular. But truth, we call it true truth. Truth the way God intended it to be experienced in your life. And it never wavers, and I have not found it lacking in anything. True truth. I hope and pray that as you listen and you want to experience truth, that you'll avail yourself of all the things that we have to provide that truth. We started the program with, well, there are 10 tips or 10 foundations of how to repair a broken family. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll either mail it to you or we'll email it to you. Just let us know how you want those 10 tips. Also, we've mentioned tv.newlife.com. It's never been cheaper, $45 for the year, and you can just click on all these different topics, over 1,000 programs there. We're adding new programs every single week. You can go to one of our workshops. I've tried to give you the dates here. Every man's battle is every single month. We do that. That's the 15th in Atlanta, the 13th of May. It's in Orange County, and June 10th, it's in Denver. And then we've got one final Healing is a Choice workshop ever, and one final Marriage Solution workshop. And then we're going to transform those into something different, and that's on April the 15th. And we've got Lose It for Life coming up April the 29th in Columbus, Ohio. All of that requires great financial support, especially getting to come your way on radio every single day. If you could help us, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? That's 1-800-NEWLIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. We would love to help you, or we'd love for you to help us. Either way, it's same number. But when you help us, like if you join Club New Life, $20.16 a month. When you do that, well, then we're able to help other people. And you get discounts and you become part of the New Life giving family. And I know that God will bless you every time you hear about somebody making a major life change because of something they did with New Life. So you call us whether you need help or you want to help somebody else. Now, we also mentioned we've got the Alaska cruise coming up July the 13th, and that's going to be spectacular. If you don't know the way it's working, we're flying all the way to Anchorage and then coming all the way back down versus starting in Seattle or starting in, just Vancouver or some other place and going up about halfway and then coming back. We're going to start in Anchorage, and some people are adding some things onto the front or the back of that trip, and it's just going to be fantastic. If you want information on that, you also go to newlife.com or you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. One of the things that a lot of people forget about is that we have over 1,000 counselors in our network, and if you call New Life, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we can find one for you. My thanks to the wisdom and the wit of Dr. Jill Hubbard and Mylon Yurkovich. Thank you guys for being with us. And thanks to all of you who pray and listen and support. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.